Welcome to My Wild Magic with me, your host, Adrian Cobb. Join me on a journey back home to your truest self in this inspiring, enlightening, and entertaining show. After a near-death experience in a car crash at 15 years old, I made a choice to stay and brought back with me three simple truths that I found from the other side. Love is all there is. Our time is over here quicker than we think. And we all have a purpose, a soul blueprint to fulfill. On this show, you will find a higher purpose, a creative expression, and unique soul attributes that you can bring forth into this world. Stay tuned with me for the next hour and find your higher purpose on My Wild Magic, starting now.
Welcome, everyone, and thank you for being on the show today. Today, we have Tina Perman. She is, I've known her for a very long time, and she has recently created these very beautiful Gracie Angel cards. I even love the title, you know, the beautiful and the Gracie Angel cards. So it's like an oracle deck. So welcome, Tina.
Thanks, Nikki. I'm so excited to be here. A little nervous. It feels so amazing to be full circle with you because I guess it's been over 2 decades. You're the one who introduced me to my family of light, which at that time I was like, what are you talking about? But the angelic kingdom. So it's just an honor to be here and share this space with you. So thank you.
Yeah. And it's such a pleasure because one of the things I do is I help people with their soul blueprint. And, you know, for you, that flame of purity that you've always had, that direct connection, it's such a just profound, like, pleasure for me when somebody that I've seen over the years just brings forth an aspect of their soul blueprint and one of their higher messages to the world, to the planet. And it feels like you've really done that with this deck of cards.
Thank you. Yeah, I feel like there's no history in these cards. It was just an invitation from my guide and my angelic guide. My magical inner child, my higher self, is beautiful Gracie. Because my personality, as you know, is very messy, but my higher self is grace. And so beauty is the light, and you know, I have that pure childlike spirit. So when I connect with her, magic just happens. And so when she introduced herself and kind of showed me this project, I was like, yeah, whatever, you know.
Yeah, right.
It was a lot of gentle nudges, and then it got louder during the pandemic. And I think one day I couldn't ignore the nudge anymore, and I just said yes to it. And like I was telling you early, I literally feel like I'm like 6 weeks postpartum giving birth to this.
Right.
I never realized because I was just in it for the last year and a half channeling. I literally channeled the entire project. And as I channeled it, I mean, it's like doing sessions. You're just a pure vessel. So it's kind of interesting how it like all birthed.
That's really awesome. I love that. So I want to back up a little bit. So beautiful Gracie, and just for anybody who may not know, my name's Adrian Nikki Cobb. And so, Nikki's my middle name. And so I go by both. I sign her off on everything just in case it confuses anybody listening.
Yeah. Thank you for
so
that.
Adrian or Nikki, whatever I feel like to you, I am.
You're Nikki to me.
I love it. Yeah. Which probably appeals more to my magical child energy, actually.
Yeah.
My inner child is speaking to your inner child. So beautiful Gracie. Gracie is the name of your magical child then? Like your higher self or your inner child? Like, how would you describe that?
I think they're all connected. Yeah, I think they're all connected. For me, my higher self is grace and my magical inner child is light and beauty. So for me, like my higher self and my magical inner child is intertwined.
Yeah.
You know, my angelic presence. I mean, that's what feels like it for me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my synchronicity, my signs for the universe always show up in beauty and grace. And so I know that's how I'm right aligned, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So awesome. And so if you were helping anybody else, like if we're just going to delve in here for a second, sure. If there's anybody else kind of looking for maybe the qualities of their higher self or their magical child, I'm assuming your deck probably helps people sort of discover some of this anyway. But if people were, you know, wanting to know the names of their inner child or their higher self, do you have any way that you've done that you feel was helpful that could be helpful to others? kind of retrieving that, drawing that down to them?
Yeah, I feel like it's the most obvious, but it's the opposite of our childhood wounds and programming.
Yeah.
So like if my childhood wound was thinking I was ugly or not good enough and my energy being an empath, you know, not even knowing tools to how to deal with that, but being more chaotic, I know my higher self is grace. And I know when I connect from those two energies, beautiful grace, and listen and kind of tune into the clairs, clairaudio, the clairsentience, the feeling, the claircognizance, the knowing, and the clairvoyancy, and tune into that radio station, then I know it's in flow.
That's awesome. Yeah, I like it. So, so basically, I'm just going to kind of recap there. So basically, if somebody looked at their inner child and whatever issues they might feel a judgment on themselves around, if it's stupid, it might be wise. If it's ugly, it might be beautiful. If it's chaotic, it might be peaceful or grace or whatever. But if you go in and you look at your maybe say negative attributes that you have kind of hung on to, or that you name yourself in the background, just to sort of try to find what the positive is and start to almost rename yourself in a sense, rename yourself and kind of claim this, your higher self identity instead of the wounded child identity. So you're moving more to your sacred archetype, really.
Yes. And to, and really just, it just shows up. It's like the most obvious. You know, I remember when you told me my family of life was the angelic kingdom. I'm like, gosh, I that doesn't even resonate until I had my near death experience, right? I was raised more Catholic. That was my background. And when I had my near death experience, everything changed. So I kind of analytically researched the angels, but it wasn't until I could connect with the feeling of them. So I would go to places where there were angels or just photos or pictures, and my heart would just go, right? And then I know when I met Steve, like 5 years later, my husband, his nickname for me was Angel. And I'm like, have you been talking to Natalie or Nikki? Like,
yeah,
you know,
right,
like,
right.
But he saw that. So it's usually the most obvious. And what I found is if you ask, you'll hear it, you know, from that inner voice of wisdom. It's usually that gentle nudge or prompting, you know, it reveals itself just like everything in the synchronicity of the signs if we ask, but most people don't even know to ask.
Well, the other thing I like about what you've done with the name of your own higher self magical child energy, but also even taking it out and honoring it in the world by naming your cards that, because it's a very unique and very appealing kind of name, is that sometimes I think people think when they have to get a name of their tribal council of light, whether it's star beings or angels or guardian angel or whatever, that they have to get a literal name like Harry or you know, Mary or Sally or whatever, right? And or it's a frequency that they can't quite pronounce, or it's so new age they'd be embarrassed to tell you,
right?
So I really like the way you have kind of brought it forth as quality essences.
Yeah, and it's the feeling of it that either expands your heart or constricts your heart. And it's just that innate knowing that most people, unless you shut out the noise of the world, you ignore it. But the promptings are always there if we go back and listen. And the thing is, she named it, you know, because my higher self is the one that did the whole project. So it's her, not my ego or my lower self. But as you say, in order to hear that, trust me, or even name it and do this project, I had to release lifetimes of shame. You know, the emotion code technique was a godsend for me, and all the work I've done with you for decades, I would have never had the courage to, because this is so sacred and vulnerable to put myself out there.
It is. But and when we're entering... Yeah, and we're entering into a time right now in the world where it's like it is really the time to bring ourselves into that fruition right now, for sure. And with the emotional code work, I've been doing that too recently and really love it. I actually even just signed up for a course to learn it and maybe start integrating it some. Have you been trained in it? Do you actually
do it? I do it.
Oh,
yeah. my mentor too, Aspen Robinson Smith. She is phenomenal.
That's who I've been working with.
Yeah, she's amazing. So that kind of took Steve and I to the next level. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I've been told, you know, for the last couple of decades that I'm to write a book. And I was like, yeah, right. I just tabled that. And I think it was the pivotal point or the fortuitous crossroad was the pandemic. And I remember at the beginning of the pandemic, I almost thought I was weird or something was wrong with me because I wasn't afraid. I just wasn't afraid. Like, yeah, COVID, everything was real, but everything I tuned in, I kept hearing, you already did this in 1999 when you went through your awakening. Like, you already went through this. Yeah. You're to be an emissary of light. Right. And so I was like, why am I not being triggered? And I think it was all the inner work. I almost felt like something was wrong with me that I wasn't reacting like other people. And that's when I heard it was time. Like all the guides in the book, they're angels and guides. There's 28 of them, but every single one of them I have an intimate relationship with and I've worked with over the last couple of decades, you know, during my awakening. And I can give them the glory of the victories that have happened in my life. So I wanted to share that with other people because I don't feel like people know how to invoke or connect or have that experience. And I always say, when you invoke a spiritual sponsor, an angel or a guide, then you can just hand it over to them and miracles and magic happen. So I wanted it to be more mainstream than taboo.
Yeah, I love that. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment to go a little bit deeper into how to connect with our guides and angels. So stay tuned.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself. And we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
We are courageously expanding love on my new show, The Elizabeth Cunningham Show, every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join me and my guests where we talk about relationships, sex, love, and the ways we wish we could be, but never thought were possible. Visit ElizabethAnnCunningham.com and subscribe.
All right. right. Thank you so much for staying tuned. And we have with us today Tina Perman, and she has created a beautiful oracle deck, the beautiful Gracie Angel and Oracle cards. And she's telling us a little bit about them. And I kind of get the feeling, Tina, that they're not exactly like some people, when they think of card decks, they think about like a Voyager Tarot, or they think about what's that really common one? The Rider Raider deck. So sometimes when you're working with angels and decks like this, when you pull a card, you're actually calling forth that being, that ascended master, that angel to bless you. So yes, it can give you information and guidance if you're asking a question, but sometimes you can just pull them and they start to bless you too. So tell us a little bit, like, it sounds like you picked 28 cards, 28 beings that you felt you wanted to channel and bring in to work with people. Why those 28?
Well, because that's who showed up, which is so interesting. And how it showed up, I kind of started doing it analytically from my brain, right, as it started, until my process, I surrendered. And a year and a half ago, Steve and I moved to this magical place in St. Louis called St. Albans. And kind of feels okay. Like the energy of Jackson Hole, Wyoming. It's definitely on a vortex.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. It's spectacular beauty. But the energy of St. Albans, I researched, and he's St. Germain reincarnated.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, The synchronicity just started showing up. But it was one day when I have my statue. It's about 6 feet tall that Steve bought me in our yard, beautiful Gracie. And I thought, because I was working for my left brain, that that would be the cover of the book. And I was trying to plan it all out. Well, as we know, that's not how it works. And a storm came through and she fell on her back and she was looking up to the sky. And I kind of freaked out and was like, we didn't get a picture of her. She's cracked this, that. And then as I came back to my heart and invoked her and prayed and, you know, journaled about it, what she said to me is, look up in the sky. Those will be your photos of the angels. So the first archangels were statues, you know, all around St. Louis. I had a photographer, you know, I'd be like, oh my gosh, I'd pass the angel. And I'd literally work with that angel, like Archangel Gabrielle, for a month or however long she would work through me. And miraculously enough, her statue would come up. But then it started shifting to the skies. So we live up on the hill and on about an acre and a half, and the sky is just so expansive out here that literally the angels were just showing up in the clouds. So all of the photo, well, about half of the photos are sky pics right from my iPhone, which is crazy. Wow. It was like, okay, this is Tandraniel. And I'm like, it is. And then she would, you know, the angel of love would work through me, or this is, you know, the angel Hamid of miracles. So that's kind of how it evolved once I kept surrendering and saying yes to my guidance. But the most of the archangels are statues, and I worked with them in the very beginning. So there's seven archangels. And most people are very familiar with the archangels, Raphael, Gabriel, Michael, Uriel. Like, if anybody knows angels, they usually know the archangels.
Yeah, true.
And they're kind of like the head honchos, right?
People, for sure.
They might not really have an intimate connection, but when they're desperate in prayer, they're like, I'm going to call in 911 Michael. And they might not know, they've been told. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then the guides are just guides that I've worked with personally. Steve and I have worked with to create, you know, miracles in our own life.
And by guides, do you mean ascended masters specifically?
Yes.
Or guides that are your personal past life, you know, other
ascended masters, like Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, Saint Germain.
The big ones. Yeah.
The big ones. Yeah. The big ones. Believe me, I needed all the help I could get over the last during my transformation.
Yes.
Right.
Totally. Yes.
And then the last ones that came in were seraphim, cherubs, just, you know, beautiful angels from the sky. And they would just reveal themselves to me. Actually, there were 27 cards. And I stopped at 27. And, the energy came to like a stop sign. And I was stuck on the angel of music. And since Steve's a musician, I'm like, you're supposed to do this one. And he's like, oh, no. And he said, just sit and listen to Bach, and it'll come through you. And so I did that. And then what was really cool, what shift it was, I added resources to the angels so people could familiarize themselves with it, like movies and music.
Yeah.
And then you could feel their essence. Which, you know, I mean, you and I have both had near-death experiences, so I think that's why we can channel so easily. It's like a memory, a sensory memory. But most people don't know that. They only know that bridge to angels and guides from a past loved one or something from, they need the reference point. So I found out that, you know, channeling the message, there's still a gap between here and here. And so the resources allow it to just resonate in their heart chakra.
I see. Wow. Well, that's pretty cool the way you kind of call them forth. And that also that you have your own real deep personal experiences with each of the Ascended Masters guides, as well as the angels themselves. Yeah. And so with Gabrielle, and some people probably say Gabrielle, you're saying Gabrielle.
Yeah.
Is that right? Same, would you consider those the same angels, like a feminine, masculine aspect, well, of the same energy? Just curious.
Yeah. You know, and it's funny because I would ask, is this angel feminine, like Uriel, or masculine? And what I heard, the only angel that's all masculine is Archangel Michael. He overlikes our soul destiny, right? But almost all angels have feminine and masculine attributes.
Yeah, totally.
We do.
Yeah.
So Gabrielle, and yeah, to me, it's intertwined.
It is intertwined, yeah.
Tomato, tomato.
Exactly right. So if we were to call in Archangel Gabrielle for a blessing, you know, because so just for the listeners to know, with this beautiful deck, and Lydia, our producer, will put some pictures up as we go through here so that you can get an idea of the deck. But we're working with Archangel Gabrielle right now, and, you know, feeling the energy of it from the card, but also the ability, like if you were just calling in a blessing, like to help hold energy, like if we were sort of tuning into the audience right now, the listeners, and whatever they may have going on in the collective field that we all come together with in this moment, you know, I asked you to pick four cards that you felt kind of spoke to the energy of what we're working with collectively right now, not only our group and listeners now or maybe listening later, but also the collective consciousness as well. So how would Archangel Gabrielle, if you were just sort of tuning into that message in the moment, what kind of more sort of specific message, like what does the card mean, but also what specific message do you notice is showing up in this present moment space for all of us?
The grace of the ascension process. So Archangel Gabrielle is the archangel that came down to Mother Mary and was the messenger of saying, you know, Hail Mary, you're going to have the Son of God. And she was like, whoa, I don't even know a man, right? But she was in a state of grace, so she received the message. And since the pandemic, the world is shifted. We're in the fifth dimension, meaning we're in a higher, there's more light on the planet than ever before, versus before the pandemic, the third dimension, which is more about polarities, you know, the duality, good, bad, right, wrong that you see happening. But in this fifth dimension, Archangel Gabrielle helps level up our own ascension process wherever we're stuck or afraid or want to go back to duality and polarity. So she really helps with messages of truth of what's really happening instead of buying into the fear of the collective.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'd imagine, like I've noticed since you started talking, I'm just like, whew, this flush of heat has like come through me.
Sorry.
I'm like, wow. Heat. And this must be like a kind of a purifying energy, I guess, as well, with that energy purity, which is one of your soul attributes, purification on that level. And maybe purifying anything that we need to let go of at this time, you know, perhaps.
Yeah, because basically she helps people raise their vibration and frequency, and the frequency and vibration on the planet has raised. She unifies of bringing that unification of not only our own bodies, emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually, but in the collective as well. And for people to understand the ascension process is a process, you know, like a dying of oneself, there's a rebirth. So it's really the rebirth energy.
Yeah, I get that. I'm fixing to teach a 21-day quest. You can go to mywildmagic.com to check that out. But that starts September 2nd. But I'm thinking that as you're calling in that energy from Archangel Gabriel, I can tell, like when I tune into why the flush of heat and what's sort of shifting out of my energy field, it feels like it's a preparation. Like it's preparing my energy field to kind of open and tune into these higher frequencies at that higher level. On that level. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of cool. I like that. I can appreciate that. And I'd imagine if anybody like this energy, when I'm tuning into you with this energy, it also feels like anybody who's starting new beginnings, this might be a really good energy as well. Like kind of a raising vibration, heightening the energy. Mm-hmm. Anybody who's having new beginnings right now might benefit from the, because as Tina's calling in this angel, she it's also blessing everybody. So it's kind of invoking that angel, inviting that angel who do have free will to come in, and anybody who's open right now to it, just to be blessed in the radiance of Archangel Gabriel. So your cards seem very clear. When I've read the meanings of each of them, they're so loving. They feel like they literally just hold this space of unconditional love and like a higher compassion to them, which each of the ones I've gone through. So that's a really nice frequency. Some cards I find are written very mentally, and I have a hard time relating to that. But yours, even though it's words that carry channeled messages, it doesn't go over my head. Like spiritually, she's just so far out there, I can't relate. It doesn't get lost in translation. Like mentally, I just got to process this. It's like it drops it into the heart where I feel like you're communicating what you've written, and the cards are communicating directly to my soul energy, which is the easiest place maybe for us to receive a message, a divine message. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in just a moment to go through another card.
Do you feel like love is just taking you for a ride? If you struggle to find yourself in a fulfilling romantic relationship, join me, Love Coach Mariah, in my show, Becoming Secure in Love, From Push and Pull to Peace of Mind, every second and fourth Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Discover the joy of being loved as your true, authentic self. Visit LoveCoachMariah.com for more. That's LoveCoachMariya.com.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Are you ready for the real results you want? Don't miss the new show. Why wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Join Dr. Pat Basile and me monthly to tackle topics that are often seen as roadblocks to weight loss. Each discussion offers you practical solutions for your transformational changes. Find out more about show dates and times, or connect with me directly at georgettelepage.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Okay, welcome back. We are here with Tina Perlman. I'm so grateful that you're here today, Tina, for bringing us the angels and the guides in your most lovely, beautiful, Gracie angel and oracle deck, which is a compilation of 28 cards that are hosting different angels and ascended masters that Tina has a personal relationship with, but they are ones that all of us, I think, can really work with in this collective energy. So Tina, you also do other things with people. Like you have channeled and created this card deck, but what else do you do?
I do intuitive sessions. So like how I channeled the cards, I do sessions for clients wherever they're stuck in their story. I can see so vividly what's keeping them stuck from their traumas. So I'm an emotion co-practitioner. So I help people release the blocked emotions that are getting in their way from moving forward so they can lean into the positive emotion, which is a phenomenal tool. I see so many people make big shifts after that. And just channel messages for people. A lot of entrepreneurs, it feels like business owners, because their business is their energy. And when they work on their self, their energy, their businesses shift. But yeah.
Okay. So kind of a specialty with entrepreneurs, do you do relationship stuff or parent and kids? Like you just kind of run the full gamut of whatever goes on in people's lives? Or do you find that you kind of have a specialty in one particular area?
I think my specialty is showing people how to connect with themselves and their spirit and remove what's blocking them. But I've had clients as young as 9, as old as 83. I love couple sessions too, because I have had a marriage that didn't work and I have a marriage that thrived. So I can see where people's inner childs are playing out stuff in their relationship or marriage. So yeah, a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I see. So if people wanted to get in touch with you to either maybe look at your website, either to order the beautiful Gracie cards or to maybe look to see what other things that you offer in sessions, how would they get in touch with you?
So my website is pureinspiration.solutions. And then I also have a Facebook group page, Pure Inspiration Intuitive Life Coaching. So like weekly or randomly, I'll do a card pull or I'll do an emotion release for people. Put inspirational things, tell them what's going on in mass consciousness, just any tools that will help people and they can kind of get a feel of what I do. I do sessions in person in St. Louis if they're local to St. Albans. And I say when you drive out here, it's a heart opener. Your session starts the moment you drive out here, trust me. Yeah. And then I do Zoom sessions as well for people in other states or convenience.
Great. You got me pretty much convinced now just to fly into St. Louis and take a drive out to see your beautiful space. Yeah, right.
Come on. You're always welcome. We have plenty of space here. You can come have your own B&B.
Wow. Awesome. I love it. Yeah. Okay. So the next card that we want to talk about is
Saint Germain. You want to talk about Saint Germain?
Saint Germain, one of my faves. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. What would we do without the violet flame? I feel like Saint Germain, it's kind of like a secret. I don't know why all these spiritual tools are, it's like a treasure chest of, you know, all these tools that mass consciousness aren't as aware of that they could be, right? So yeah. I was introduced to Saint Germain on a vision quest in Sedona from the I Am Presence. I call them the green books. Mm-hmm. And I was immediately drawn to him. He is an alchemist. So I'd like to call him like a magician and wild magic. Who doesn't like magic, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But what he does is he transmutes energy. So I would say he's like the king of forgiveness or like we used to say, collecting electrons, meaning, you know, our energy has this energetic blueprint from past experiences that we might judge or that wasn't the most graceful. And he, when we work with Saint Germain, and the Violet Flame Angels, they alchemize. It's like, I would say, an energetic purple fire vacuum cleaner that just transmutes energy. Mm-hmm. And he's phenomenal. He's lived many, 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 many lifetimes, like Merlin the Magician, Sherlock Holmes, George Washington, and even St. Albans out here. That just freaked me out when I found that out. But yeah, he's a master alchemist. And who doesn't want alchemy?
Yeah, especially at this day and age, because it feels as though we're making a major transition between what was, what is, what's to be. I mean, it's a great time for alchemy right now in our world to come in. And it really does make our anything we're going through as human beings. I mean, we're going to have a journey. We're going to have some emotions come up. We're going to have some false belief systems that we got to work through, our childhood issues. And I do find that violet transmuting flame of Saint Germain, it helps to quicken the process, maybe, right? Kind of quicken energy.
So yeah, clean it up, you know, just
clean it up.
Bring everything back together in the best way.
Maybe from distortion, right?
Right.
Like, let's say your auras, your thought forms, your emotions can get distorted over time with people projecting and issues and things that happen and traumas. It gets distorted. And so it sounds like what you're saying is Saint Germain comes in and really reorganizes the energy to get it to be a cohesive, kind of cleaned up energy again, maybe.
Well, and you think of fire. I mean, fire can be destructive, but can also purify. I mean, you know, light a needle if we're going to purify a needle and boil water. So his fire purifies, but also he is in charge of the violet transmuting flame angels. So you can send him out and the angels out before you show up to a physical place and have him clear and cleanse energy before you even get there. And I don't think people realize how important that is before you walk into a physical space as well.
Every trip I take, every airplane, anything I ever do, I send the violet flame angels ahead of me to organize the energy, cleanse anything that may not be, you know, going right. That's a great, great example. People have to go to meetings at work, or they have other situations they got to do. They will transmute the discordant frequencies before you even get there. So it's a lot more graceful.
Right. It's like an energetic vacuum cleaner that aligns energy. And I just always, when I want to work with him, I breathe him into my heart, invoke him. I mean, it's just so easy to invoke these spiritual sponsors because we have free will. All we have to do is ask then visualize, like we can do it now, just visualize. I just invoked him in the violet transmuting flame angels with everyone on the call. You just take a deep breath in through your heart. And first, like, just visualize a white tube of light coming down from your crown. Like, place yourself in a tube of spiraling liquid healing light, and then visualize a purple flame at the bottom of your feet, just blazing, cleansing, and clearing your entire physical body. Breathing it in and exhaling it out. Breathing in again and exhaling it out. Breath in and just giving thanks and praise. It is done. And it's just like using a vacuum cleaner on your energy. It's pretty amazing.
So that's a good, so that would be an excellent way, for people to kind of cleanse their energy before going to bed at night, or upon waking up in the morning, or if anything has happened, like maybe they just had a conversation didn't go well, or before they go into a conversation. So that's a great way of holding it. And then you can enfold others in it too, right?
Oh yeah, loved ones, family members, like in homes. I mean, I always put our vehicle, our car in the violet flame,
and
our home, and for divine protection. And I feel like it's great when you're triggered, when you're around family and you're inner child's triggered and you come back, it just like cleanses and clear. It's like energetic sage.
Yeah, great comparison. Great comparison. Yeah. And then if you could maybe call in like a little prayer. So people have now, we've all cleansed our energy field, which oftentimes expands out around our immediate surroundings, wherever you might be sitting in the moment as you're listening to this. But now give people an example, if you wanted to, you know, call in that Saint Germain energy, but then send the violet flame angels out into something in their life to purify it, clarify it, heal it, whatever. Just sort of direct that for a moment to show people how that works.
So as you just a quick prayer, I'm calling forth beloved Saint Germain and the violet transmuting flame angels to cleanse, clear, transmute all negativity, discordancy, effluvia throughout all space, time, and dimension, sending the violet transmuting flames forward, or the violet transmuting flame angels forward to any space I step into, cleansing, clearing, and transmuting it back into the crown of my head, the crown of all of our heads, as the liquid love and light of our beloved Almighty I Am presence. Mm-hmm. And so it is.
And so it is. And sealing that energy. Yeah. That's super, super nice. Yeah. I like that a lot. And it feels as though, seems like the flames of creation that she's speaking of is that there's sevenfold flames, like a crown of light, that all human beings have, and they go through each of the chakras. And so there's seven primary ones, seven primary archangels, seven primary universal rays. They go up to about 144,000, but here in human form, we're dealing with those. So that's what she's kind of referring to about that. So that's just
seven spirit in numerology, seven spirit, right?
Yes, absolutely. So that was beautiful. And it just feels like everything just feels a lot calmer and the light's a little bit brighter. But most of all, you might notice with the prayers that she's calling in, kind of a calmer, more grounded feeling. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned because we are going to come into our two next angels and ascended masters that she's going to be working with.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Join Erica Gifford Mills in her signature series, The Rooted Life. This virtual 12-week series will equip, empower, and enlighten you. This is a coaching series that allows both group and individual work. 12 weekly, 1-hour sessions in the comfort of your own home. Schedule your free Empower Hour now at GetRootedRadio.com. That is GetRootedRadio.com.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Welcome to the Spacious Unknowing Network, sunshine for your soul,
with Julie O
and JoJo Rose,
every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Let your heart beat in the rhythm of your soul
and guide you to new horizons and unlimited infinite love.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am the creator of the Transformation Network, doing what we do in the world of positive radio, informed, educated, positive media. Independent radio hosts and independent networks have been the face of positive messaging over the past decade. So all of us here have decided we're going to put together an independent network that is going to enable people to bring their positive message of hope, inspiration, and conscious action to the forefront. Help us create a future of amazing, uplifting stories that can be told so we can tell our children and they can tell their children of what hope and conscious action is all about.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Okay, I'm so excited because we are going to be bringing in now Mother Mary and all of that, you know, Gucci Hard energy that we got going on here, and a miracle angel, kind of a surprise miracle angel we're going to kind of end with today. I just don't want this to ever end. This happens to be my last podcast with Transformation Network. So I'm so grateful to get to kind of complete this year with you.
Well, you can have your home version when you get your cards, and you can just have it every day with the cards.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I will definitely order a deck of your cards. And so if other people wanted to order your cards, they go to pureinspiration.solutions,
plural with an S, dot solutions. Yeah, and they can order now. The pre-launch starts. They officially launch October 22nd, 2022. Pick that 22 date.
And have you started using your cards in your readings with people, like your sessions? Do you use them now as part of something you do?
I have. I just started that a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, I have.
Now that they're alive and here, they're living things. I find that
yes.
When somebody really channels in with a very pure intention, as you have, that the deck, that divination tool becomes like a living energy. So even though there might be multiple decks out there going to people, it holds so much blessing energy from the beings with anybody who touches them, sees them, whatever. It's like the language of light. Mm-hmm. And it is like a living energy, because when somebody writes a book or creates a piece of art or does like a divination tool, such as your Beautiful Gracie deck, that it's done in the language of light, which can never be destroyed, which is kind of cool, no matter what people do with it. And it literally is the language of light. So it's communicating almost holographically to the person's higher self and into their soul. So in other words, they may pull the Archangel, let's say Mother Mary card, which we're coming into now, if Lydia wants to throw that one up. And we will, it literally will send a hologram of light, not only for the description you put, which is such a minuscule, I mean, it's like what, 2 or 3 paragraphs a page,
right? Whatever. Right.
There's so much more energy and information that comes in like a hologram when it's been done well, which your deck has, that it holds. And so different people might see kind of different meanings for it that fits them in the moment,
right?
Because the hologram has so much information encapsulated in it. So I just can't wait to get on and order one of your decks.
Thank you so much. Yeah, what they were showing me was like giving people their heart and an opportunity for them to connect with their own sacred self. So it's like the home version. I'm giving people a home version of the sessions when I channel, but it's like giving them their own sacred self and how they interpret it through their higher self is all perfect.
So is. Okay, so let's go to Mother Mary. So tell us a little bit about that energy, and let's start calling in that energy. If everybody just kind of opens up their heart, takes a big breath, and Tina, just lead us in to the Mother Mary.
Yeah. So Mother Mary, I don't know why people think Catholics own her, but she's the Divine Mother. She's the Queen of the Angels, or I like to call her the Lady of the Light. And she's so important in this energy now of the 5D, because we've moved into the heart energy. People are living like she's holding, and she has always held, like she did it with her son, Ascended Master Jesus Christ, but the immaculate concept, which is everyone's purity for their divine plan. So her energy feels like it always makes me cry, because it's like the most loving, nurturing, motherly energy. And so you can just take a deep breath through your heart. Energy always shows up in a heart and a rose, and if you're moved to tears, that's perfect. It's normal. And she just shifts you to your heart energy. Very tender, loving embrace, the purity of your soul. Like a pulsating energy. I mean, it is the utmost grace and focused concentration. She brings gifts of discipline and nurturing. You can just allow that to wash over you like the ebb and flow of the ocean, and just bathe in that heart energy. As you take another deep breath in and exhale it out. It's like being back in the womb, not wanting to leave that sacred embrace. That's what she does. It's so exquisite. And it really isn't stopping yet. So just breathe in through your heart and out through your solar plexus. One more deep breath in. She just brought the message of joy. And so it is.
Wow. That was intense. Man, that was intense.
We must have needed a lot of nurturing love. Didn't want to stop.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to rush it. It was like, ooh, that was.
Yeah. So she feels like she also brings in a lot of healing energy. For sure. I went camping this last weekend up at Mount Hood and tripped backwards and fell on this log. And, I've been working my chiropractor like that. But man, as we were doing this and you were calling her in, all of a sudden it just started spasming. Like it honestly, when I hit the light, it hadn't even hurt back here before. Mm-hmm. Now it's like spasming. And I'm just noticing any place that there was stuck energy that I was holding around my solar plexus, it's moving it out. Like it is wild. Okay. Now we are coming into like our last, like, 3-4 minutes here. So
we don't want to stop, do we, Nikki?
Not like this will just be going on for the next 24 hours. But, so the last angel that you wanted to bring in was a miracle angel. So let's invite it in.
So Archangel Hammond, one of my favorite angels, because there's always a miracle way, two ways to live your life. Nothing's a miracle or everything is a miracle. And this is Archangel Hammond.
And how do you spell that? How do you spell that?
Hamied. Works a lot with the cosmic Christ energy. So it's the highest frequency of Ascended Master Jesus the Christ, like, you know, how Jesus did all the miracles, right? So Hammond ignites, this is the real cool thing, your magical inner child. Uh-huh. So very, very healing for your wounded child, like hopelessness, like, you know, where you, what do they say in football, where they need that Hail Mary prayer, you know, like Hammond's the miracle way. And he always brings it in the highest good. So bigger than our little self could ever imagine or plan it out or anything. So it's always in a way that's unexpected. So just take another deep breath in through your heart. And actually, he wants to bless everyone's wounded inner child for the bridge to experience their magical inner child, igniting a sensory memory in their central nervous system of what it felt like to have that enthusiasm and wonder child of being in the moment so miracles can happen. Very playful energy. Help you detach from anything. And it also works with the higher mental body when discernment is needed for that third option, fourth option, magical fifth option. Ignites the higher mental body in the magical inner child. And his energy is like bright, bright, bright white light.
So we're going to come into a close with that. So just allowing that angel to
ground you to Mother Earth.
Yeah, ground us to Mother Earth. Yeah, and opening up any miracle frequencies, any miracles that can be available in your life as you're listening to this. So Tina, thank you so, so much.
Thank you, Nikki.
On this,
such an honor.
Yeah,
I'm so grateful for you.
The podcast.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for just showing up and being your pure inspirational self. And if people want to get in touch with you again, they
pureinspiration.solutions, or they can find me on social media, Tina Perman. And they can pre-order the cards now.
That is beautiful. I will go on and do that right now. If anybody wants to get in touch with me, go to mywildmagic.com. Again, that's mywildmagic.com. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Nikki.
Blessings to everyone. Thanks.
Thanks for tuning in to My Wild Magic with me, your host, Adrienne Cobb. Each one of us has a soul purpose on this earth and a higher purpose full of creative expression and unique soul attributes. Make sure to tune in next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com to continue your journey home to your truest self and pursue the path of unconditional self-love. If you would like to learn more about me, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.